Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. Today's homily was given by Father Anthony Cosi, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, January 17th, 2021, the first Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Father Anthony.
I may have shared with you my brother's love for Star Wars so much that he named his firstborn son Luke after Luke Skywalker, supposedly. Michael's a good practicing Catholic. So every time I see my nephew Luke, I say, you're not named after Luke Skywalker, you're named after Luke the Evangelist. And Luke the Evangelist is the one over here who is with the bull at his feet, not to be confused with the lion or the eagle, but the one that's the bull. And I always remember which one's Luke, because Luke's gospel is the only one where it gives us the narrative of the nativity of our Lord. So the nativity over here, I think, okay, what goes in a manger? Eagles? No. All that stuff, I always think of the bull. So Luke, in a very beautiful way. Star Wars is interesting, because when George Lucas developed Star Wars, he took a lot of different religions. He took Buddhism, Hinduism, Christianity, and mixed them all together in kind of this unique and intriguing saga. And I love Star Wars, I love following it. But I think sometimes people buy into Star Wars without even knowing it, in the sense of they start living like a Star Wars-type religion. I was surprised to hear my brothers entered into the military service that some guys actually register themselves as the religion of Jedi. That's their religion, whatever it may be. And there's a truth in that. People really do start believing some of that stuff. They do believe that there are two powers out in the world. There's a good force and a bad force, a good God and a bad God, a God of light and a God of darkness, and they duel with each other all the time. They also think of God as being impartial, distant from us. All these things that are not God. We know who God is. God is personal. God is good, and God is a relationship. And we can forget that once in a while, right? We start inundating ourselves with the entertainment of the world. I know on Netflix there's a lot of series that are going on, you know, Vikings and Last Kingdom and all this different stuff that's going on. And people really kind of believe that there is, you know, Thor and Odin, and there's these different gods and goddesses are. We live in a post-Christian civilization. So how smart of the church to tell us, come to Mass every Sunday, continue to hear the story, because if not, you will forget it. And the message that we're hearing in today's story is God is personal and calls each one of us by name. The first reading is somewhat unique. You have two characters. You have Eli the priest, you have young Samuel. Eli is a priest of Israel, and he's sleeping. And then you have young Samuel, who will eventually grow up to become a great prophet to anoint King David of all of Israel. Here he is as a little boy. His mother Hannah couldn't have any children. She came to the temple to pray one day, and she was praying for a son because she had no children. And Eli the priest goes, "Woman, what are you doing? Are you drunk?" She goes, "No, I'm praying for a child." This man is totally out of touch, and his sons are debauched and depraved. They have many different girlfriends. They're taking from the temple collection, all this stuff. They're priestly people that are causing scandal. And God is working in the hearts of people, but they refuse to listen. So Eli's a symbol of Israel. All asleep and not listening. And then here's a little boy, Samuel. He wakes up and he goes, "Yes, Lord." You know, he runs to the priest. He goes, "Are you calling me?" And the priest goes, "No, I'm not calling you. Go back to bed." Second time, "Are you calling me? I'm hearing the voice of God. Are you calling me?" He goes, "No, go back to bed." The third time, he realizes it is the voice of God. The pun in the story that we don't get in English is you got to understand their names. The name Eli means my God. Ooh, my God. I craft my God. The name Samuel means he who hears God. Samuel really is hearing God, but he can't figure out where the voice is coming from because he's still young. He's still immature, and he needs to grow in his faith life. I think of a story when my great-grandmother died. We went over to my Aunt Terry's house, and Aunt Terry worked for the bishop, and so she knew many different priests. And my cousin was over there, and he was baptized Catholic, but then the family just decided, well, he's baptized. We're not going to raise him in any faith at all. So every time I would see him, I'd say, "Oh, there's my pagan cousin," you know, kind of teasing him a little bit. So we were there playing, young kids, 7, 8 years old. Father Mike shows up, and my cousin goes, "Oh, it's Jesus!" And I'm looking around going, where's the crucifix? You know, like, where's Mary? Like, is Jesus really here? Like, the priest, you know? You know, just funny how he related that in a very beautiful way to him. He was sensing it. He couldn't quite figure it out. So Eli is laying there asleep, and Samuel comes to him and goes, "My God," which Eli's name is My God. And he's going, and Eli's like, "I'm not your God. Go back to bed." He's like, "My God, are you speaking to me?" No. And then finally he realizes, that's not my God. But the real My God is calling him. And he responded to that call in his heart. And God does that for each of us if we're listening. The Gospels today are also about a call in the heart. So John the Baptist is hanging out. He was part of the Essene community. There were people that were at prayer. They were open to receiving the gift. And who are hanging out with them? Andrew and John the Apostle. Andrew and John are hanging out with John the Baptist, and they're listening to what John the Baptist says. They said, "John, you pray a lot. We're waiting for the Messiah. What's it going to be like?" And then all of a sudden, one day, John the Baptist is talking to them and goes, "There's the Lamb of God. There he is." And Andrew and John pick up everything they have, and they follow Jesus. And as they're following Jesus, Jesus turns around and says, "What are you looking for? What are you looking for?" He's testing them. And they responded in a way that drives me nuts when high school kids do this. They respond with a question. When somebody asks you a question, do you respond with a question? It was a rhetorical device. He said, "What are you looking for?" And Jesus was trying to prompt out of them a question. And they said, "Where are you staying?" And Jesus says, "Come and see. Stay with me." And the longer you stay with Jesus, the more it makes sense. But the farther you get away, the more tepid you become, and the harder it is to hear his voice. That's what happens in the world if we start living the world of the Jedi spirituality, or the spirituality of politics, or whatever there is in the world that's trying to jive at us, that takes us away from the truth, that begins to divide us. Two other people are named today. Peter is called the rock upon which the church will be built. And his brother, who's younger than him, was the first apostle called. His name? Andrew. Do you know what the name Andrew means? Manliness. Anthropos. Anthropology. All those related. Humanity. If you want to be a real human and be alive, you have to follow Jesus. And by following Jesus, it's not just enough to have faith. You have to remain with him and abide with him always.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.